Tom Slate, President and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council.
You said you're not surprised by what has taken place today as the administration announcement about tariffs against China. What's the effect?
Well, the effect is always, I like to always say that Newton's third law of motion, applies now in today's trade policy world. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And so we're always worried about when they take actions like this that there will be retaliation, there will be a reaction, and usually agriculture is at the front of the line when those things happen, and that's something that we're very concerned about.
What do you expect the upshot to be of this?
Well, I think that, there are a lot of things, a lot of trade issues that the U.S. has with China, particularly, and agriculture's guy has their share of them. And so I think that, the president wants to do something about that. And so, that's understandable. I think the upshot will be, I think you could very well see some, they were in the middle of an anti-dumping investigation by the Ministry of Commerce against U.S. sorghum. I think that that whole investigation could be accelerated. And of course, everybody worries about what's going to happen with soybeans. The Chinese over the last couple of days have sort of made raise that specter again, that there could be some sort of action, trade, anti-dumping case, whatever. So we'll wait and see, but we do expect to see something.
You also mention in here of DDGs, ethanol, and corn. What's your main worry there?
Well, I think the point we're trying to make is that we've been fighting these sorts of battles with China since 2010, when we've had two separate cases of investigations on anti-dumping and countervailing duties or anti-subsidy against U.S. Dried distillers grains with solubles. We're living through both of those. Corn, we've had problems with biotech approvals. That seems to probably will slow down very, very to a snail's pace. And so, we're used to seeing these battles, and I think they're going to continue with possibly more commodities put into the mix.
How do you plan to go forward from here? Any changes?
Well, the changes, I think what we'll do is what we have done when we've had these adverse actions is redouble our efforts in other markets all around the world. Again, there's still strong markets out there for U.S. agricultural products, for feed grains in particular. They're very competitive right now. U.S. ethanol is very competitive on the global marketplace. And so we'll sort of branch out into other areas to make up some of the slack that might be lost, say if sorghum exports to China slow down. So we'll be doing that, but we'll continue to engage very heavily with we have some good folks in the administration that understand these agricultural issues and their impact on farmers, and we're going to work with them to make sure they do understand those impacts and they're taken into consideration. So that's what we're going to do, redouble everywhere else, make sure we focus on getting this trade relationship straightened out with China. That's the top most important thing to us.
This has been talked about here since the first of the month, so as you said, it is no surprise. What have you heard from your clients overseas as to how they might react?
I think that, we just talked with our director in China this morning, and I think there's certainly not a sense of... there was a sense that this is going to be figured out, that somewhere along the line this will get straightened out. I think that may be a little optimistic right now. Yes, it probably will get sorted out. It's going to take some time. But I think that, a lot of buyers over there, particularly in the feed industry that we work with, really are interested in what effect this may have on availability of feed grains. Will there be less sorghum? Will there be less corn? Will there be less DDGs? And so that's their first reaction. I think that, we do have friends in China that understand and support, this trade relationship we have. And so I guess what we'll continue to do is to work with them and talk with them and try to find ways to make sure their businesses don't start to shrink, because we do see the growth prospects in the China market as being very, very strong.
Who are winners and losers in this?
It's hard to find any real winners here. I think the losers, could be, farmers. If these trade retaliatory actions do take place, that will hit agriculture first. And so I think farmers are going to be at the front of the list in terms of who could suffer with this. Winners, there's never really a winner in trade wars. I mean, we've seen this over history. We just hope that they're short, they get things figured out, and we can get some predictability and business as normal. That's the goal. And it may take a little while, but I think we'll get there eventually.